How long Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza? Kol she'ena kosher lachniyot. Something that people don't hide. V'yein lachniyot kemoyu. Nobody else really hides it, like this dam neither. Nobody cares to keep it. V'huch shol azeh. V'hetzniyot. That one person does want to keep it. And he takahides it, he takes it home, he's using it. And somebody else now comes in and carries it out of his house. Is nischayiv zeh for machshava shel zeh? This person that carries out now this dam nida, he's chayiv. And since the bialim, the owner of this dam nida, is machshav, wants to keep it, so for the bialim himself, it's called the chashav akli. And if he were carried out now, he'd be chayiv. Hatzim shirim elazeh, anybody that carries it out now is also chayiv. Hey, since the bialim is machshav it, it's called the chashav akli for anybody. But now Mishnah says not like that. Now Mishnah says no. Even when the bialim hides it and the bialim wants to keep it. So if the Bailam carries it out, the Bailam is chayiv. But anybody else carries it out, our Mishnah says he's potter. Shashom Rablozahor, Tetoni Masnitsan, Diena Koshla Tsniyoi, Vatsniyo Achu, Mischayiv, Alatsosa, Vicholodim Pturin, like your Shem Benaloza. He's not like your Shem Benaloza. So our Mishnah says, whoever carries it out is potter. Only the Bailam is chayiv. And according to Rabbi Shem Benaloza, anybody is chayiv. So our Mishnah doesn't go according to Shem Benaloza.
If you carry out on Shabbos a tevin that's drua, kamole pipora, enough to fill up the mouth of a paw of a cow, that's what you're chayiv for. And this is the shear of hoitzu on Shabbos, how much you have to carry out. So that was the axiom of the Mishnah before, that there's a chal omer called akosha latiya, something that's hosha that you hide, that to you it's hosha. So if you carry that thing out, be chayiv for on Shabbos. Now if you be masbir, what's called something that's chashuv to you, that if you carry out, be chayiv. So if you want to carry out tevin's truam, there has to at least be enough to fill up the piporum. Because the parum is what eats truam, so the least amount is how much you fill up his mouth with. Eitzah, if you carry out eitzah, drop the forest to Gemara, the sun say that's the type of, also type of shrua, is kamali pi gomel. That's already what camels eat, and you have to have a bigger shear, the size to fill up the pi gomel. Rashi, not the shear with piporum. A camel has a bigger mouth than a cow has. Abu kamole piporo loy mechayiv. But if you carry out from this eitzah, this other type of shruam, the amount of feed of piporum, you put them. So lechot is the poro, it's not worried, they don't need it. Therefore, you not carry out something that's choshev, it's not a choshev achilam, you be put if you carry it out on Shabbos. Right, the omir kamole pitle. If you carry out omir, that's what tle, what little lambs eat. So that's the sheer kamole pitle. The Rashi Omer, that means kashin shel shibolim. Shibolim, that's the zayin, the stalks. So the kashin, that's the shaft of the stalks. That's what they give to pitle, to Rashi. That's nothing with pi gedi. Gedi is usually a young one, a young lamb. And then it comes to a goat. Hilkach Omer, the lechot le gedi. This Omer, that's the shaft. That's not roi for the young one. It's for gedi. Le mechayat kamole pi gedi. You wouldn't be high to take out enough to fill a mouthful of a gedi. Adiikamoli pitle. You have to have a bigger share, the share of a pitle, because the tle is the one that eats this omer. Abalasovim, mashenkein stam grass, hayo v'chaz de ben letle ben legli. Grass, all the animals eat. Zaya tle, zaya gedi, even the young ones eat the grass. Is melo machayim afilu makamoli pigdi. Even if you carry out a smaller shear, the shear of a pi gedi, you'll be chayiv for that. Because it's roi for gedi teeters on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah, asovim, if you carry out this grass, it's kamoli pi gedi. That's a very small shear. Even though a small kid, the mahamas could fit into his mouth, a mouthful, you're chayiv. That's a choshev of that. People are matzniyot, people hide it, they keep it, you carry it out. That's called a choshev of melechus machshevus. Olei shum, if you have the leaf of shum is garlic usually. The olei bitzolim, and the leaves of onions. Lachim, if they're wet, then people eat it, it's roi for Adam, that's kagregus. That's the shear of all haitsoi Shabbos. For oichel, for an Adam to eat, it has to be the shear of a gregus. Gregus is a dried out date. If you have the shear of a dried out date, then you chayiv ksuta to oichel Adam, that's the shear of kosher for a person. Shrashi lachim is the wet, haruyim liyodim. If still roi for people to eat this, then the shear is kagregus. Any type of food you carry out on Shabbos, when you chayv mivyaitzam, you take out at least a shear of a dregus, a dried out date. But kamori pigadi, light. You take out a smaller shear. What a pigadi, the mouth of a gadi, you will be putter. The lachim lechat legadi. When they're still wet, they're not ready for gadi yet. The gadiim only eat when it's dried out. When it's wet still, when it's fresh, then it's only oimet for an odin, teeth not for gadi. So you need a shear of an odin. Mashenkin Yveshim, once these dry out, the onions or the garlic dries up, then kamala tigadi. Then it's only to give it to a gaditi. Then you go bust the shear, how much you fill up a mouth of a gadi. The emitzarfim zeim ze. Each one has its own shear, how much you have to take out to Machayim for Shabbos. Let's just take out a chatzi pi paro of the first one of the tevin. That's pi paro. If they got a chatzi pi paro. If they got a chatzi eitzah of pi gomel, so we're not mitzaref one shear with the other shear. As very mitzarefim zeim zeim, mitznei shloishav will be shirayim, since each one has its own shear. Hey, for tevin, regular shura, you have to have a mouthful of a cow. For eitzah, we'll soon see what that is. Other type of shura, you need kamoli pi gomel. You need a mouthful of a camel, which is a bigger shear. So you can't be mitzaref one with the other. But we'll see in the Gemara, it's only the chumra, it's only the chumra you can't do it, but the chumra you could. There is something that has a smaller shear could even start with something that has a bigger shear. To be master of the bigger shear one. Because if it's a smaller shear, the chat is more chashuv. So the more chashuv a thing can add up to fill up the bigger shear. That will see in the Gemara. But the other way, a bigger shear can't fill up a smaller shear one. That's aim at starfim. Because if it's a smaller shear, then it's a more chashuv a thing. So only this thing is chashuv to have such a small shear. From the other thing, you need a bigger shear. So that bigger shear can't be maslim, the smaller shear. So tomorrow my eitzah. What's the middle case? If the tevin, if the shura says eitzah, with that you fill up the mouth of a camel. Now a camel eats eitzah. What is eitzah? Omer of Yehuda, tevin shomina kitnis. It's shura that comes out of mina kitnis. Different type of beans, peas, different type of beans. So that type of shura, it's not edible for cow. A cow doesn't eat it. Now who eats it is a camel. Therefore, you have to take out a bigger shear on Shabbos, a camel mouthful. The Gemara Kiyosi Rabimi Omar Hamoitzi Tevin Kamali Pipara. If somebody takes out straw, which is edible for a pipara, a pura regular cow eats the straw. So what's the chosh of a shear to Mechayi Mediraita? If you carry out a pipara, but here instead of giving this like handful to the pura, he gave it to the camel Lugamel. Is he chayiv or not? So he says, this handful he gave to the camel doesn't satisfy the camel. Because the camel has a bigger mouthful. So you're only taking out the mouthful, that a handful that would fill a pipara, you're giving it to a camel. Are you chayiv or not? So the half meaning is it's a machlokes. Everybody will say, yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Because the Matthias took out a shear. You took out a chashuv shear. You have shirua. That's enough to feed a parah, which is a chashuv of a thing. Parahs eat straw. So you took out a chashuv of a shear straw, tavad yichayim. What do I care now you're going to give it to the camel? So what? But the ma'isa parah could eat it. It's like the first Mishnah. It's called hakashuv asniyah. People hide this shear of a pea parah because it's usable to give a pea parah. So even though you decide not to give it to a camel, so what? So yichayim. Reshlokish on a potter, if it has been not the same reshlokish, there shouldn't be a lot of Shema Potem. Not to have a meal. But more be urter at night, Om Rabbi Yechon Hochi. This is what Rabbi Yechon said. At night time you said Yechayiv. You take out the shear of a piporah, of heaven, which is roi for piporah, but instead you give it to a camel. So you said Yechayiv. Let's suffer in the morning, after he slept in the morning, got up. Hoda day, Rabbi Yechon was crazy and said, no, you potter. Even though he carried out a piporah, he carried out a chosh of a shear of shura, but since you didn't give it to the cow, you gave it to the camel, you didn't give enough of a shear for a camel. That's the Havanim. But the Ma'amar of Yosef, Shatter of the Edahadar. It's very good when Yerichinim was Chayzer. So the Chaz in the Gamal, it's the Svar why now you should be Potter, because the Messiah, this Pipara, this handful, you took out of Shurim, true it's Roy for the cow, but it's not Roy for the camel. For the camel, you didn't take out enough of a shear, it's not cool, you took out like lunch, you didn't give him a meal, so therefore you Potter. Omalai Abaye is at the Abaye Tariq, the Svar is Pumfakir. Ad Rabba, Kedimikara Mistavrim. Avada the Svar is, not the Maskonam, like Yab Yechon first said. The Svar is Kedimikara, like I said at the beginning. The Achotim Apara. And the Metzias, you're carrying out now a handful of straw. Now this straw is a Choshava thing, because you could feed it to a cow, and a cow is Oymet feed it, and it's a Choshava, it's like a Suda for him. So that's the first Mishnah. People hide this, people care about it, because it's a piparum, it's a mouth full of straw that you could give your cow. Why do I care now you take it out and give it to your camel? So what? But it's something that's chashiv in the eyes of people, I've had yachai for that. And that's the maskana. That the more Ella, the pshat from the machlokes of Yechon HaShkakish, is different. Ella ki yasi ravin. Omar, he said like this. Hamoitzi tevin ki molet piparu legomol. If you take out the size of a piparu, that means straw, enough to fill up the mouth of a cow, even though you're giving it not to the camel, avad the kuliyamol et figi de chayiv. Everybody's masking yechayiv. Because you carried out a choshev thing, it's a choshev suda, it's a meal for the parah. Even though you're giving it to the camel, but it's something choshev you're taking out. People hide this now. So everybody's masking yechayiv on Shabbos. She pligi, where's the masking yechayiv on Shabbos? Pum fakert. The moiti eitzah. You're taking out the next thing in the mission. The eitzah, that's the Gemara said, that's the straw of kashin, of kitnias, of beans. The stalks of the beans. The straw that comes off the beans, that is not roi for parah. A parah doesn't eat it. The same is for camel. A camel eats this type of straw that comes out of the beans. Therefore, the Mishnah says, what's a choshev shirim of the straw from beans? Enough to feed a camel. Because the camel eats it. Now, shaking a smaller shear that you feed a parah, since usually people don't feed a parah, the Mishnah is not from your potter. So here the shadow is, the shalom is kipligi the moitzi eitzer. You took out the straw made from kidneys from beans, kemole piparah, a smaller shear, only the size to fill up a cow's mouth, and the parah. You didn't take it out for the camel, but you decide to give your parah this suda. Here's the shalom. The maitzer, since you're feeding your parah, it's the chash of a shear. This is a mouthful for a cow, they'll fill up the cow. The reason why the Mishnah says the shear of a camel, because usually people don't feed their cows this straw made from they'll fill up the cow. The reason why the Mishnah says the shear of a camel, because usually people don't feed their cows this straw made from kashinim, from kidneys, beans. They usually feed their camel. So usually, who cares about the shear? Somebody that feeds his camel, he needs a bigger shear then. But this person changed his mind. He decided to give his parah, his own cow, to feed him with this straw made from beans. So now you're taking out the shear to feed your parah, you chayiv enough. The yipchitman, pum fakert is the shittis. We have yechon lama potter. If yechon told him such a case, you potter. Is even though you're giving this straw to eat to your parah, and it's the chash of a shear to give a parah, we'll soon see, parahs don't eat this straw. That's called achila, they are chak, leishim achila. Resh Lakish Shamachayim. Lakish says, no. The Mitzvah is you now taking this thing for your cow. For your cow, it's a chosh of a sudum. Therefore, you're chayim. The Gemara of Yechon, Rama Potter, Achila Ideat Chak, Leishim Achila. True. You're taking out this small handful to give your cow. For your cow, it's enough of a shirim. But the Mitzvah, it's not food for a cow. Your cow is eating it. That's called Achila Ideat Chak. That's Leishim Achila. It's like Gopal Baita Ezekaladim. It's not called a chosh of a sudum. Therefore, you're potter. There's not the Shamachayiv name, Achila, they're Chach, Shmei Achila. The Maisa, you're feeding your cow, and the frost, the cow's a cow. What do you care if you eat their Chach or not? Like, not a person, you have to give them the best food. So, Abi, the cow is eating, you're happy. The Maisa, your cow, you're popping yourself, you don't have to give your cow a Suda tonight. So, Meli Yaitza.
You took it out to feed it legomo to your camel. Shefi gomo goes with piporo. That the mouth of the camel is a bigger shear than a poro. So a chod in the piporo. Hilgar shear choshevu. Since you took out regular straw that's edible by a poro, and you took out the shear of a poro, so vad yechayim? You took it out to feed it legomo to your camel. Shepi gomo god le piporo. That the mouth of the camel is a bigger shear than a poro. To a chod le piporo. Since you took out regular shtrua, that's edible by a pura, and you took out the shear of a pura, so that you chayiv, it's a chashiv a shear. Whoever takes out doesn't take out less than the shear. So it's called the chashiv a thing. Shashi the chayiv, the ika shiura, the chazla pura. It's a... People hide it like this year, it's a kosher thing. Eitzo, Rashi, lechoz lepora. Eitzo, that's the straw that comes out of the beans that usually don't feed the cow. Ela, they have chat, only if you force them to eat it. Ela, legomel, usually it's able to give a camel. Vechu, the chazi. Vizel, it's here, lepora, is a vechon, a mapote, do legomel, the chazi, lekishurit. For a regular camel that usually eats it, you didn't take out enough. It's not kosher for camel. Vi, mishum, the tzarech pora, it's here, why now you took it out to give your cow? And to feed your cow, you have enough, a handful of achila. That's not called an achila. It's not a chosher v'haitzah. You can't shatz it up with the shear of a pora. You have to go bust with the shear of a camel. And for a camel, what you took out is too small. You aim it stuck. That's what I say. So here by says Rambam, like Rish Lakish, if you take out this food to give the pora, even though it's only on the chil there, chat shmei achila. Right. Omer kamole kipitle. Mishnah then said, take out Omer. Omer Rashi said that was the shibolim, that was the koshen shel shibolim, that was the shaft of the stalks. We take it out, so a tle eats that. So Omer, the Mishnah says, the shear. So it's more of a Tanya, I will learn to Gregus. How much Omer, how much of these stalks you have to take out the size of a dried out date? And Dumar Nechnami, Idivid Nechad Shiru. It's most Biru. They're both the same shear. They're both the shear of a dried out date. Omer, Kamole Pitle, and Gregus the same shear. Fight Ole Shum, the Ole Bitsolim, Lachim, if it's still wet, still fresh, then it's the Gregus. Then people eat this onions and garlic. So you need the shear of a gregus, that's the shear for nodim. The yevashim, once they're dried out, kamolet piagdi, you need a smaller shear, how much you give the young gadis, because they eat it. Right, the v'yem, starting from the Mishnah says, zeim zeh, v'vnesh l'shol v'shirayim. Since they're different shiurim, you can't take out half for this shear and half for that shear to put them together, because they have different shiurim. So the Maram Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina, eim mitzdar from the chomesh abhem. The tzirah doesn't apply to a chomesh abhem. That means something, a chomer means something that has a bigger shear. Something that has a bigger shear can't be mitzdarf to make up the smaller shear. Avo mitzdarf from the kal shabhem. The other way it does help. If you have something that has a smaller shear, it's a chosh of a thing. So you have then something else that has the bigger shear, half of the bigger shear. If you'll take this smaller shear and equal it to finish up the bigger shear, that would be mitzdarf. Because the smaller thing is, the more chosh of it is. So rather it can be master on the bigger shear. Let's see Rashi. Aim it star from the Rashi, Lechomer, Lechomer Shebhem. Misha Shiuri Godel, something has a bigger shear, like a gregris, like the wet onions, that are raw and fermented. It's need a bigger shear of a gregris. Heavy cow, that's called easier. The aim it star of Lashtem Shiur Shechomer, it's not Choshev not to master the shear something that's Chomer. Moshel, the dried out ones. The dried out onions, that's even a smaller shear of a pig gedi. Because it's not right for northern, it's only for gedi. So if you take a wet onion, it won't be much from the shear of a dried out onion. So le choshev kiyahu. Avalachoshev, mashna metakal. The other way here, the dried out onion, since that's a smaller shear, that will be mashed from the bigger shear of the gregarious of a wet onion. So if you have a half of a gregarious of a wet onion, and now you want to be mashed from another half of a gregarious from a dried out onion, that would be good. Because dried out onions have a smaller shear to start out with. It's royal for gedi. So that smaller shear can be mashed from the bigger shear. Like a shear tevim starfin eitzah, lashtem pi gomel. The eitzah though aim starfin in my tevim hashtem mole pi pora. Because that's a smaller shear. So something that has a bigger shear can't be mashed from the smaller shear. Because this substance needs more. so he can't fill up that smaller shear. But something that has a smaller shear, its substance that size fills up the bigger shear. So that way it could fill it up. For the Gemara, is it true? We're saying now, that's what the Mishnah says, not mistarf only means one way. Just the bigger one can't be mistarf the smaller shear. But a smaller shear could be mistarf a bigger shear. For the Gemara, is that true? That even a smaller one could be mistarf a bigger shear. The kashri is they have different shiurim. And something that has different shiurim can't put one and one together. It can't put the two together. Even something that has a smaller shear, the dried out onions, can't be mashed from the bigger shear of the wet onions. Why? Because they have different shearim. The Tanan we learned, Habeged Gimel Agimel, Habeged Achosh of a Shear to Makabel Tumas Medrash of a Zav, means the Zav sits, or he's Medrash, he sleeps on a Beged, he's Matamadat Beged. Rashi Gimel Agimel, Le Tumas Medrash Azav. When a Zav is sitting on this Beged, anything he sits, anything he's medrus on, he's doris on, he steps on, he gives it Tumas Avatumah. So Beged is a Shear, Gimel HaGimel, Tzvachim. The Asak, that's made of, that's a sack, that needs dollar dollar, the bigger Shear. The Or, skin, even needs a bigger Shear, that's Hail Hay, it has to be five Tzvachim, that's five Tzvachim. Mafet, that's a mat, that's Vav Avot. Each one has a different shear, it's a different type of a beged, and needs a different shear, a chush of a beged, to the makabal, the stumis of a medrus. The Tony Allah would learn on this, ha beged v'yasak. If you want to be starved, half of a shear of a beged, and half of a shear of a sack, or else ha sack v'or. You have the size of a sack and the size of an or. Half of a sack, half of an or. Or v'yamafetz, half of a shear of an or, and half of a mafetz. Is mistarf from zem zem. The arm and staff to Makamu Tumah together. You have half of an or and half of a mafetz, so together you have the shear of an or, it's mistarf together. So what's Shvelachur? It's good, it's a raya, it could be mistarf. The kasha is from here. The Yom Rab Shimin, my tam. Shimin has said explanation. Why is it mistarf? Mashim and Astam, since they have different shear, it should not be mistarf together. The Daskal here is mistarf. The Yom Rab Shimin, my tam. So to Mithnei Shiruyin, Litam, and Moshim. Because Nagaya to Moshe, if the Zav will not be Doris, not like step on it or sleep on it, he will not be sitting on it, Tumas Moshe, they're all roy together. So since for Tumas Moshe, they all have the exact same shear, and the roy can mitzvah, that's why they can mitzvah even for Tumas Medrus. So it's a raya, it's a deep time of the ruin of Tumas Moshe. Why do we say these different things are mitzvah? Because they could get together for Tumas Moshe, I'll call for them. That's why now for Tumas Medrus, they could also be put together. Avodah Yiroh, but if they couldn't be put together at all, if they have no common denominator, they have no tumah, that they have equal shiurim, you can't put the different shiurim together. Lo, you can't be mistarf different shiurim together. That's the kashi. Here we're saying, you could put the different shiurim together. We're putting the shiur of a mole pi tleh to mole pi gomel. You could make the two shiurim meet. So Drashi, Hasak, Drashi, Abdeger, the Hasak, mistarfin. Shabeged, the smallest shear, mashlim shear a sack. That could fill up the shear of the sack when he's the biggest shear. Sack also minutza shalizim. The sack is usually made from the hair of goats. The Yamnu of Shimon, my Thomas Darfin, what's the svara? Why even a smaller shear helps to fill up a bigger shear? Like we're saying, Poshka does help. Here Shimon says, no, it doesn't help all over Stamazoi. It helps only here for a special reason. My Tom, Hoyle Ruin Latani Moshe. In Tziruf Mishnayim Yachid, L'tleimar Dar Shachamor. Moshe means the muscle on the donkey, you have the saddle. So the Zav sits on top of the saddle, that's the Tumas Moshe, he's Matamrit. Now let's say for the saddle, you make it up out of two patches. You put a patch of skin and a patch of Begit. Kishurulim Yemoshev Hazav, in Kotzim Mishnayim Yehem, V'tiken Tefach HaTefach L'shevolov, Helemaisa, all you need for Moshe, for a saddle, is a Tefach and a Tefach. If you have the size of a saddle, that's Makamal Tumas Moshe. Now this saddle could be made up of a few things. It could be made up of skin, of beged, of sack, and of mafetz. So, and then if the Zav sits on this saddle, is Matamal Yavatumah B'Moshe V'Zav. The Zav makes the Navatumah. The Tanya, HaMikzoi Mikulum Tefcha Tefach, if you cut out, put patches together of different material. But now the mice hold the material together, equal to a Tefach on a Tefach, 4 inches by 4 inches, is Tomei Moshe.
by a Zav sits on it now without too much moisture. There's no difference in the sheer moisture. As anything a Zav is sitting on top of, as long as it's a Tefach, by Tefach, that's a Choshev of Degen. When a Zav sits on top of it, he's Matamrit. The Armina time of Parakamo de Sukkah, Hoyo Veroyo Litloit Agavi Chamor, Shein Amat Padimu Mishnei Minim. That when somebody rides on a donkey, he has a saddle, he's not makbid from what the saddle is made out of. Is it made out of skin? Is it made out of beged? Is it made out of a makbid? So therefore, they're all mitzvah together. A little Shimon Asvara, that's why now, if you want to have a shear of Tumas Medrash, where that's something you sleep on, the other Zav is usually makbid. A makbid to sleep only on the skin, only on a beged, there is makbid. So then you need a chosh of a shear beged. Either you have to have, we have dalar adalar, gimel gimel, hail hey, vayavot. So that's the reason why you can starve a smaller shear to a bigger shear. Hey, the beged, which you need gimel gimel, that can be starved to a sack. As if you have a sack that's dalit based tvachim or based tvachim, so you're missing another based tvachim. So you can take a beged now, base and base, and put it together with the sack. Because the beged is a smaller shear, it's more choshim. It can be matched from the shear. Why? Why? Because it has a common denominator, but yet the tumas moishav are equal. So you see, since at one point they're equal, now you can put the two together. Now, shenken bayos the chur, no place are they equal. Here you want to take out straw, that's royi for a porum. And you want to give it to a camel. They always have different shurim. What's roi for a camel is not roi for a gomel. So here they always have different shurim. So why are they yom etzarif? Amarov is no teres. Amarokasha, amarov, hochi nami chad gil adugma. Here sometimes that's what's roi. It's roi le dugma.